Blog Talk Radio.
I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, you
know. I'm all right, you?
Good.
You know, pretty quiet day in, you know, in New York sports. Mets win by the score of 5-1. Nice ties his career high with 9 wins. You know, we'll lead up with a little Mets baseball, talk about the Yankees. As they beat the White Sox in Chicago, what was the final score? 2-1.
Yeah, final score 2-1.
Yeah, because when I checked, I saw it was 2-1.
Yeah.
And you know, Yankees held on as usually they seem to usually do.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk a little. You know, gridiron. You know, a little football. With the Let me try to remember what happened. Jets lost. No, wait. Jets lost, I believe, right?
Yeah,
Thursday.
Jets lost. Preseason
and Giants lost also.
Huh?
And, you know, we'll talk. Oops, you'll give us a little 4-1. You go into the Liberty game.
Yep.
And, you know, as usual, we'll end it off with, you know, talk a little WWE. They got the 900th episode should be a big event, and the rumors are swirling that they might reveal the anonymous GM tomorrow. So hopefully the rumors is true that they're gonna reveal who it is. But course, we'll talk about that later on, and you know, we'll leave the phones open for you know, in case people want to make a verbal contribution. You know, if not, thank you for listening, you know, and supporting the show. But without further ado, let's talk a little Mets baseball. Mets win 2 out of 3 to the Astros, and on Friday they lost. Trying to remember the. No, wait. Actually, they won Friday. They won 2-1, and trying to remember who pitched that game. I think it was Nice. Wow, it's been a slow weekend. I'm already starting to go away a bit here. But they won 2-1, and Takahashi got the save. And then yesterday, I finally went to Citi Field to check it out, and man, the place was awesome. Man, Citi Field is awesome, man. I mean, everything was great about it. The Hall of Fame. The team store, even though I didn't buy anything, the atmosphere, all the memorabilia stuff about the history, the history of the Mets. But the only problem is that the Mets lost 4-1.
Did you do what I told you to? Did you do what I texted you to do?
What you said, beat the crap out of Mr. Met in front of the kids. Nah.
Smack the hell out of Mr. Met for me in front of the kids.
First of all, Mr. Met wasn't even near me. Second of all, Mr. Man's the best mascot of all time. So, you know, I'm not even gonna I wouldn't do anything against Mr. Man, the symbol of Mets, and what it means to be an underdog and to be a multiple time champion.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you were next to Mr. Man, I bet you even if you tried to hit him with a baseball bat, You'd have to bow down to his aura and his multiple time world championship win. So even you couldn't touch him.
You could shoot him with a gun in his chest.
That's not even baseball related. How is that even possible? That doesn't even have anything to do with baseball. That's just like
category. No, I'm saying you're saying you can't touch him. Yes, you could. I mean, come on.
Listen, man, he's invincible, man. He's in the mascot Hall of Fame, man. He's one of the best mascot, in my opinion, the best mascot of all time.
Okay.
But that's another story for another time. But the atmosphere was great over there. I mean, it would have been more, it would have been more intense if Mets, was the offense wasn't so dead. But I mean, the fans were into it, for the most part. And with the Mets out of the playoff race, the experience could have been a whole lot better.
Did you buy some peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Nah, I just bought a hot dog for like $5.
Oh, good.
And nothing really, I was just there to finally check out a Mets game. Hoping they'd actually win a game while I was there, and see how Citi Field is, and check out the stadium for my own eyes.
Right.
And I was impressed. It kind of felt like I was going to like a different stadium, It felt like I was going to. I mean, yes, I am going to a different stadium, but it felt like I was at a different place. I mean, I recognized some of the areas. I mean, I haven't been back there since to see a live game since like 07, so it's some stuff changed, but
it's not Shea Stadium.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it had they had Mets stuff, and I mean I couldn't imagine how it was last year when Mets fans were criticizing the stadium looked beautiful, but there wasn't any Mets stuff. There were more Dodger stuff with Jackie Robinson stuff last year, but this year Mets really they really stepped up their A game when it came to acknowledging their past, which they should have.
yeah.
from the get-go. But, you know, credit to them that they, you know, they actually did that. But it was a good atmosphere, you know. But, you know, they still fell 4-1. The Astros jumped out to a 2-0 lead. And then afterwards, what's his name? Carlos Lee, he hit a 2-run home run. And as soon as he hit that home run, it pretty much felt like, oh, that's all she wrote. And Mets in the eighth, that was like when the fans were really starting to get into it, because the offense was so putrid. I mean, the way how they swung at all these horrible pitches, and they scattered hits, you know, like one hit every inning. They couldn't muster any offense until the eighth inning, when after Wright singled in Pagan, if my memory serves me right. It was either Pagan or Castillo, and you know, that scored the only run. And then Tolley, who pinch hit for Blanco, he almost hit a 2-run single, but Jason Bourgeois, he made a nice diving catch and robbed Tolley of a hit, which would have brought the Mets within one. But you know, after that, the Mets pretty much didn't do nothing in the ninth, and that was all she wrote. Now moving on. Then after that, after the game, that's when I went and, you know, checked out the, you know, the Mets Hall of Fame. And, you know, like I alluded earlier, you know, it's beautiful. You know, you saw the 86 championship, all the memorabilia stuff, how the original Mr. Met looked. They had, like, a statue of it. They showed Tom Seaver's, you know, Cy Young Award wins. And, you know, other accolades, and, of course, the Hall of Fame plaque, which is reminiscent of the Cooperstown plaque. All in all, other than the Mets win, it was a pretty good experience. And Mets followed that up with a 5-1 lead. Like I said, R.A. Dickey tied his career high with 9 wins, and Tolley also hit a home run, which was an upper deck, second deck shot. And Mets... boost a 5-1 win and win the series 2-1 to the Astros.
Hey, back to yesterday. Was there good looking girls there?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. There was definitely good looking girls over there.
And these weren't third graders, were they?
No, I'm not R. Kelly. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't talk about little kids like that.
These were adult women.
Of course, they're women, of course.
Okay, just want to make
sure.
Yeah,
there was actually this lady who was. She was dressed up in Met gear. She had like this beauty pageant pink sash around her, and she had a Met, a Met jersey. But she had like a bride's, you know, the thing, the headdress thing on top of their head.
Yeah.
And you know, she was pretty much, you know, trying to draw attention, you know, asking random fans to give her a kiss on the cheek. And to answer your next question, I wasn't close enough to get asked, so no, I didn't.
I would have did it. I would have ran there. You should have went over to her section, man.
Oh, yeah, she was saying that she was getting married and stuff like that. And what was I going to say? I was sitting next to this, fine lady, but... Yeah, you know, she was with her kids and, you know, somebody else. So, but there was other girls all over the stadium walking in and out. You know,
nice.
You know, it was a good experience, other than, you know, Mets losing.
And did you go by yourself? Did you bring a date?
No, I didn't bring a date. But I went with my father. You know, he's a huge Mets fan, so. That was our first time going to the, you know, seeing how the stadium was. So it was a good experience for both of us.
That's cool.
Yeah, like I said, everything about it was great except for the Mets, you know, not doing anything that game, and pretty much symbolized the whole season as a whole. I wish they would have had brought that out. Oh, what were you saying?
As you said, it sounds like you had a great time yesterday.
Yeah, except that the Mets lost. If that makes any sense.
I mean, you should be used to it, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am, you know. But it was a great experience, except for the Mets loss.
Yeah. Did your dad enjoy it?
Yeah, he enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, cool.
Fortunately, the Mets lost, but like I said, it was a good experience. And I wish they would have brought that that atmosphere. You know, they would have brought some runs yesterday, like they did today. But
yeah,
fortunately, that didn't happen. And another thing that made it sweet for me to go yesterday was that Santana was on the mound, and
Oh yeah, he pitched yesterday.
Ever since he got traded to the Mets in 08, I went to. You know, I wanted to check out a game of his, kind of like, give me an idea how, like Pedro in 05, how the atmosphere was, and, kind of gave me sort of like a feeling, just a little bit of a feeling how it would have been back in the 80s when Doc pitched, but of course it wasn't clearly on that same elf, but Santana pretty much didn't have that. He gave up 4 runs. Went 7 innings, struck out 4, and, he didn't have it yesterday. And the offense didn't bring anything to the plate. They literally just pretty much scattered hits, one hit an inning, and, other than the eighth, that's when they were able to muster a run due to Wright's RBI single.
Mm.
But good thing they won the series overall, so that's important.
So you didn't buy any memorabilia yesterday, huh?
No, I didn't buy anything. Just a hot dog.
You at least bring the wrapper home?
I got the ticket.
Okay, so that's good. At least you got the ticket. Yeah.
Keeping that.
That's good.
So
glad to hear you had fun.
Yeah, considering the outcome.
Yeah. So good-looking girls, you saw the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Like you said, the only bad thing is the Mets lost. Yeah.
Yep. And I got to see City Field. Now I'm open to, check out other stadiums, see how the other places are.
Yeah. I mean, if the Yankees go to, Yankees will go to playoffs. You should come. You should see Yankees in the playoffs. I mean, if you want to boo, you could come and boo.
I'll think about it, but.
But boo at your own risk.
that'd be weird because I've never been to neither of the Yankee stadiums, period. So,
or to a playoff game.
Yes, no, I haven't been to a playoff game.
You should definitely if the Yankees. Well, I keep saying if the Yankees. Yankees are going to make the playoffs, but you should come.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah, maybe I might show up. I will have no Yankees gear, and I'm not representing no Yankees. So
yeah,
don't nobody get that twisted over here.
Yeah, I mean, you could move if you want, man.
I'm not gonna say anything, man. I'm just gonna watch. See if there's some fine, Yankee ladies too,
Hey, those Yankee ladies are for us, not for you Mets fans.
True. Okay? Well, you jealous because you know they're on the series, I don't mind.
Yeah, if you go to a Yankee game, I'll be open to going to a Met game next year.
Ah, cool.
Why not?
Yeah, I was like, you should check it out. I mean, I know you hate the Mets, but even it would have been a nice experience for you.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Is the monument open for fans, or is it just?
You talking about the Hall of Fame at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, the monument at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, you could go see it. I think you could see it before the game. Before the game begins or something like that.
Oh, so you can check it out before, but you can't check it out after or during.
I don't know about after or during. Maybe. I know you definitely could take, like, a tour around the building before the
game. You probably can't take it during, because they don't even want you to use the bathroom, you know.
Yeah, that's
especially
true.
when the God Bless America is playing.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
I've never, you know, I've been to Yankee Stadium, what, like 2-3 times, and I've never seen Monument Park yet.
Well, I haven't been to any stadium other than City Field, so.
Yeah.
So I've never been to any other stadium, period.
Yeah, definitely.
And before yesterday, I was only at Shea Stadium, so. So it'd be interesting to check it out.
Like I said, hey, if you go to a Yankee playoff game, I'll be open to go to City Field.
Okay, sounds fair.
And you can boo. But remember, it's your own risk.
I don't know if I'm going to boo.
But if something happens to you, I'm not responding.
I guess I'll just see how it happens. You guys will probably win 25-1 since I'm anyway. I'll probably just fall asleep in the bleacher creatures.
Well, you know, let me tell you something about the Yankees. This month, the month of August hasn't been very good. We've only been playing 500 baseball. I think we're like 13-13 now after today.
So in other words, you've been playing like the Mets all year. This month, you've been playing like the Mets all year long.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
But
we've had injuries, you know, Pettit, A-Rod. You know, the starters have been shaky, Burnett, Vasquez. So, you know, but hey, we still have the best record in the American League. So, but we just got to get our act together after this month. So it's a good thing the month of August is ending, so we could start fresh again in September, you know?
And what's up with A.J. Burnett? I mean, come on, how can you be 9-12, with the Yankees? I mean, jeez. I mean, how could you be under 500 with the Yankees?
Man, yeah, he's been bad all year.
See, 9-12, I'd accept that from Phil Hughes because he's a young guy. You know, he's the Pelton, but this dude got 15 wins. There's no excuse for A.J. Burnett, the $82 million man, to be 9-12 with the Yankees.
Right. Well, that's why we need Pettit back because, I mean, if we don't get Pettit back, we can't rely on Burnett. We need to get Andy Pettit back.
Pettit's not injury. I know he's on the 15-day DL, but it's not that serious, right? He is expected to return after.
Well, they're being cautious because, you know,
yeah,
they don't want the guy to go in the playoffs to injure, you know?
Yeah, that's what. Take all the time you can with this guy because you really need him for October, you know?
Yeah.
Let him take his time and he'll be fresh for the postseason and, you know, potentially win his sixth championship.
Yeah, I mean, and CeCe, you know, he's been our horse. He's like, he has 18 wins. Last night, you know, the Yankees
didn't pitch
won.
Good.
He didn't pitch good, but, you know, he still won the game.
Yep.
That's what aces do. Even during their bad performances, they find a way to get through it, you know?
Yep. They gave him run support. Back
him
up.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, I would give him a Cy Young this year.
Probably might win it. Him and Cano might probably win some hardware, you know, this year.
But Cano's been outstanding.
His first MVP, which wouldn't be his first MVP.
Even if Cano doesn't win MVP, the guy has to win the Gold Glove. Because I can't think of any second baseman that throws the way he does to first base. I mean, this guy, he has an arm.
But then again, Josh Hamilton is giving him some competition.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Cano will win. Because unlike the other years when Yankees, you know, the Yankees are in an MVP race, there's like 3 or 4 other Yankees, you know, in that race, and that kind of like cancels out some of the votes. But this year, Cano has clearly been the best guy
Yeah.
With other Yankee guys, you know, not, you know, they putting decent, but not, you know, any great numbers. I mean, they, you know, the other Yankees have been putting up decent numbers. They're all having off years, but I mean, you pretty much settle for that. You know, they're, you know, they have the best record, and you know, on their way to October baseball as usual. Hey,
you know who's having a very bad year?
What, Teixeira?
No, actually, Teixeira's having he's having a good year. He started us over. He's having a good year, but the guy who's having a bad year this year.
Posada?
No, not Posada.
Got a thing.
Sad to say, but I have to say.
Jeter?
Jeter.
Yeah, I mean.
He's having a bad year.
Especially by his standard. I mean, he's been, what, 287, I think it is?
No, he's like 270, 10 home runs, and like, I don't know, if it's 40 or 50 RBIs, it's not very good right now. And he hasn't been hitting with men on base. I mean, I don't know if it's age that's catching up to him, but he definitely doesn't look like the same Jeter that we know and love.
Yeah. You know, that's how it is. You know, he is getting up there, you know. But, you know, guys like that, you know, just when you say, you know, it looks like it's the end of their career, and they, you know, they bounce back. Look at Jeter. 08, we were saying this guy, you know, he's horrible defensively. And then, you know, 09, he made the defensive changes to, you know. But, you know,
he's won a couple of gold gloves last year.
And a championship to boot, so.
Yeah.
You know, it remains to be seen. So far, it looks like, you know, he is towards the twilight of his career, but then again, you never know. He might could bounce back next year. And
or, you know.
The last year of his contract, right?
In the playoffs, you know, who knows? That's when he shines the most in the playoffs, so.
Yep.
But my boy hasn't been looking good this year, man. Derek Jeter has looked like Derek Cheater.
Jeter the Cheater.
Cheater. Shitter.
Like cheat, right?
Like shit. Shitter.
Oh. I thought you said cheater, like, you know, like Tiger Woods cheater.
Well, I think he'll bounce back later. October, you know, that's his month.
Yeah, he's most likely gonna do it, you know, what he usually does in October.
I hope so.
But eventually, these guys can't literally play, you know, 100 more years. These guys are gonna, you know.
Yeah, of course they're gonna have to retire.
5 years tops. I mean, it's an end for these guys.
Yeah.
Especially Mariano. Mariano is like, what, 40 years old now, right?
Yeah,
39, 40. So, I mean.
And he could still close. Mario looks like he could close until he's 50.
I know, but, I mean, ideally, three years look like should be his last, you know. By, you know, 3 years from now, he should be retired. I mean, but and this guy is, you know, he's still doing good, you know, even at his age, so.
I want him to break the all-time saves record, man.
Yeah, I think he'll do it, but he'd have to pitch into. I think he'd have to pitch into, you know, like probably 3 to 5 years from now for him to do that.
Yeah.
And Hoffman has to, you know, retire.
I haven't heard a lot about Hoffman lately. Is he still pitching?
I think he's pitching. I don't know if he's a setup guy now or whatnot, but he's. I think he's with the Brewers.
I haven't heard much about him.
Yeah. Probably kept blowing saves, and they took him out of... I think he's a setup guy now, if I'm not mistaken, with the Brewers.
Because he holds the all-time saves record, doesn't he?
Yeah. But, I mean, everybody knows, even though Hoffman's the all-time save leader, I mean, we all know who's the better closer.
Of course.
Because, you know, when it, you know, unfortunately, like most of these closers nowadays, they're mostly compilers. You know? Don't get me wrong. Closing is a hard job. I mean, you know, it's a lot of pressure, you know. The game, you know, relies on you, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
If you lose, it's because of you. If they win, you know, you pretty much, you know, it's because of the starting pitcher, you know, and you just contribute to the win.
That's why Mariano, I mean, he's like one in a million. I mean, he's one of a kind.
Yes. But you Yankee fans are very lucky to have that guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where we would be without him.
Yep. You guys definitely wouldn't have won 5 championships. You guys would have won some, but...
Yeah, maybe half of that.
Yeah. And not 5.
He surely is the man.
But, no, the Yankees move along, as usual. And just switching gears here, you know, the hasn't been pretty good for both football teams. I know it's preseason. The Jets, I mean, they two games in a row, they haven't really shown much offense. But they haven't really shown any offense pretty much this whole preseason. I mean, they've only won one game. They're like 1-2. And Giants are like what? 1-2 also.
1-2 also, yeah.
Because you guys beat the Jets the first game, the first preseason game.
Yeah, we lost to Pittsburgh, and last night we lost to the Ravens.
Yeah.
Defense looks shaky. But then again, you know, it's only preseason, so you know.
Yeah. Hopefully, both teams will get it going. You know. Once the regular season goes, I mean, the two guys who've been producing thus far in the preseason is what was I gonna say? In the preseason for both teams is Victor Cruz for the Giants and Lati or LT as most people call him, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Lati,
you know LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, I just call him LT, even though, you know.
The new LT.
Yeah, real LT for the Giants, yeah. But he looks like he'll be good this year for the Jets.
What was that?
He looks like he'll be good this year for the Jets.
Yeah.
And Eli came back after that gash to the head a couple of weeks ago.
And he was sensitive that he was wearing like a baseball hat, you know, a Giants baseball type hat, you know, that cover his wounds. He didn't even want to show his wounds.
Yeah.
And I said, man, man, if you got cut, you know, fine, show it, man. Don't be scared.
Well, I think he also has stitches on there, doesn't he? Or stitches or something.
Yeah. Has that happened to you? Wouldn't you show it?
Nope. No, I wouldn't. Why would I show that?
Everybody saw what happened.
Yeah, but I mean, why do you want to show it?
I mean, I wouldn't show it, but I'm just saying, he shouldn't have went all out of his way to, you know, like, hide it like that.
Yeah, but I don't think I would display it, you know.
I wouldn't display it like that either. I mean, I wouldn't display it either, but if someone sees it, they see it. I mean... Everybody saw what happened, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But and it looks like Bradshaw is probably going to start this year instead of Jacobs. When Jacobs, you know, he has a hard time when they're in the goal line. He has a hard time going in for a touchdown because he's too big. So
yeah,
looks like they're going to go with Bradshaw, the smaller guy.
Right.
Looking forward to this year. I want to go to see a Giant game this year. That's the one. Well, that's one of the stadiums and also the Citi Field that I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen a football game either myself.
Yeah. And what did they call that now? Is it what is it called now? The Meadowlands, or is it still called Giant Stadium?
I think they call it Meadowlands Stadium, but I could be wrong.
Because
I don't think they call it Giant Stadium anymore. You know, because Jets and Giants have joint ownership.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they both, you know, like when it's Giants, you know, they highlight the blue colors. And
yep.
when it's Jets, you know, as you saw in the first preseason game, they highlight it in green.
Yeah.
I think Jets should, I mean, the stadium looked nice, but I think Jets should have went to, you know, build their stadium in Queens, you know, right near Flushing, you know, because, they played, when they won the Super Bowl, they played in Shea Stadium, they played for a couple of years, you know, in Queens. Or they could have went to
Island. There's
a lot
of open space in Queens, too.
Yeah, they could have went to Queens or Long Island, you know, so a place that's like, you know, a Jets area.
Yeah.
Because even though they you know, their joint ownership, I mean, Giants, trying to stay in with Giants, I mean, you know, Giants is, you know, the premier team in, you know, in the football. Giants is like Yankees. Dude, Giants even played in Yankee Stadium, and, well, Giants did play, I think, a year or two in Shea Stadium also, but.
Yeah.
When you think of football, Giants is like the Yankees, and Mets is like the Jets, you know. They're the second-class citizens, you know.
Or Jets could have built a stadium somewhere, like in, I don't know, Long Island.
Yeah, that's what I said. Queens are on Long Island. You know, those are like the two. Those are like the two major areas for, you know, Jets fans. So
yeah,
they definitely should have built the stadium over there. But you know, I guess, you know, they want to share. They want to, I guess, save money on that, and you know, shares. They didn't mind sharing a stadium with Giants again.
Well, now it's called, now it's a joint, you know, it's a 12 Giants and Jets stadium now, so.
Yep.
Although, even though, you know, Jets are still not happy with it.
Yep.
But, hey.
Well, they just got to win a championship, and, you know.
Well, yeah, some people.
Take over the city for that while, but, I mean, it's, you know, it's a Giants town.
Well, you know, some critics picked them to go to the Super Bowl this year. And the coach thinks they got to go to Super Bowl, so we shall see.
Yeah, but they need to get Revis signed. They really need to get Revis signed to this new deal.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have technically 3 more years left on this original contract, but, you know, Revis is, you know, by his standards and football standards, he's underpaid. So now he wants to be the most, the highest paid, you know, cornerback in NFL history, and looks like his season with the Jets is in jeopardy. So hopefully they could iron this thing out, and hopefully, you know, Revis will be back before the season starts, because without him, I don't think they'll go to the Super Bowl. That's for sure.
If they want to win any kind of championship, they have to sign this guy.
Yep.
You have to come up with some kind of deal.
Absolutely. And Rex Ryan, he's trying to get Adelius Thomas, the former Raven and former Patriot. And, you know, he was in Baltimore with Rex, you know, when Rex was the defensive coordinator. So he's trying to get Thomas to come, you know, to the Jets. And
yeah, I mean,
Calvin Pace is hurt. He got surgery, so he'll definitely miss week one of the season.
One more week of preseason left, right?
Yep.
And the real season begins.
Yep.
Can't wait.
A football season. Fortunately, the Mets season is ending. Well, I guess unfortunately, and I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunately. Fortunately, the Mets aren't doing good, but you know, I guess fortunately for them, I guess they'll have plenty of time.
Mets season ended in spring training, man.
So I believe that was Yankees of 08 that happened.
Well, it's Mets of this year, so.
But yeah, you could pretty much say that. Practically, the season from last year, the spring training of 09, they've been having all these injury problems this year. I mean, you know, they've had some injury problems, but it's mostly the inconsistencies on their hitting is what really did them in, because the pitching was suspect and the hitting was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
But it was the exact opposite. So, I really think, and they should really clean house. You know, just fire Manaya, fire Manuel. Most of these players, except for Reyes, right? But I have a strong feeling they're going to trade Reyes. I hope that doesn't happen. I think so. I hope not, but I have a strong feeling they're gonna do that.
Who would they trade him for?
I don't know. I would assume a pitcher, a good pitcher. I would assume at least a good pitcher, and maybe some mid-level prospects. I would assume. But I hope not. I mean, Reyes is you know, the cornerstone of the team along with Wright.
Yeah.
You know, I hope those two guys with Santana. You know, some of these young guys, like Ike Davis and Tolley, I hope they stay with the team. And Nice, you know, hopefully may he, you know, continues what he's doing in the minor leagues. And hopefully he'll come up and be a starter and not a bullpen guy like he was earlier this year. Dillinger should be a decent pitcher also down in the minors. Hopefully they play the young guys and, you know, I don't know. Hopefully whoever is the GM, you know, hopefully they'll make the right decision and keep at least Jose Reyes in the right and Santana, you know.
Right.
You know. And, yeah, I mean, there's some guys I'd like to keep, but then again, in order to make a trade, you got to give somebody up. So, you know, I'm definitely glad I'm not the GM of the Mets right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to trade Reyes, at least get a good something great in return.
I just might have a gut feeling or a force, man. I just have that feeling that that's going to go down.
Oh, we'll see, you know. The long way to go.
Yep.
Season hasn't even ended yet.
I tell them the Mets that. I think they're in the jacuzzis right about now. They're Quintana Colada or something.
Well, hey, look at the bright side. Football season is about to begin. Sundays, every Sunday, you could sit on the couch with some popcorn and scratch your balls and watch football, you know?
I don't know about scratching my balls, but...
like Al Bundy.
I'll enjoy, you know, the game, you know.
Like Al Bundy, you know?
But,
yeah, hopefully, don't act like you don't scratch your balls.
I don't. I don't know if you do, and if you do, I
even
don't.
Even when they itch?
Dude, that's TMI, bro. That's too much information, man.
All right. I mean, come on. If your balls itch, I mean, come on. You have to scratch it. Just saying.
And, if this was TV, you would have saw the More You Know rainbow pop up. But, you know, like you said, mercifully, the Mets season is going to be over soon.
Yeah.
Just a little over 30 games, so I guess I won't have to worry about that until hopefully they make some big moves. Because I have no idea who's going to be a star player that they can acquire that has leadership. That could lead them to a title, but that remains to be seen. But another team that we both love, practically the only team me and you both love, of course.
The Liberty?
the first team that we love.
Oh, okay. The Knicks, you're talking about.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But I guess, there's not really much to talk about Knicks, you know, except that...
Yeah.
You know,
the Knicks done.
that, you know, they're, well, they, you know, they signed Patrick Ewing Jr., you know.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
But, you know, hopefully this time he'll finally make his official Knick debut, even though he's not expected to do anything. But, you know, it'd be nice to see him finally actually play a game, a real game, you know, as a Knick for the preseason. But another thing is the Carmelo thing looks like he's definitely going to get traded, but it looks like it's going to happen to Houston or Nets. And
one's coming to the Knicks, man.
I'll be coming to the Knicks, too, but if he gets, maybe if he gets traded to, I don't know, Rockets or wherever, maybe, you know, they'll make it easier for them to, I don't know, make a trade with the Rockets and get it going, or maybe hopefully get a three-team trade, because if Knicks don't get into a three-team trade, don't look like they have enough assets, according to, you know, the NBA insiders.
Damn it.
You know, to acquire him. So that remains to be seen. Keep my fingers crossed on that, man.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that we can find some way to get him.
Yeah, me too. But switching gears, I mean, to the other NBA team in at the Garden, I went to Citi Field, and this week you also went to check out the Liberty game.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who don't watch women's basketball, the New York Liberty, the real basketball team that plays in the Garden.
Yeah. You're right about that.
They're in the playoffs right now in the first round. And
say,
you know,
what playoffs? What's that, man? I haven't heard about the playoffs.
Yeah,
in 2001.
Man. For real, a basketball playoff game at the Garden. Can you believe that?
At the Garden?
At the Garden, man.
Nah, you must be talking about NIT or you know, NBA tournament or something.
This is professional basketball, but with women.
Wow.
Man.
And they actually won.
And they actually won the game.
Wow. This is definitely not a team that plays in the Garden.
Man, let me tell you. This Liberty team, they have a chance to win the championship this year.
Yeah.
They're second seed in the Eastern Conference. There's about four seeds, and New York Liberty is the number two seed. And they hosted game one against Indiana Fever,
right,
which has Tamika Catchings on it. If you're not familiar with her, she's like she's one of the best players in the WNBA.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
And the Liberty have Cappy Pondexter, who's like one of the best scorers in the WNBA right now.
Right.
And this is her first season with the Liberty. And, man, seeing her in person, she could play, man. She could play better than most of the players on the Knicks right now.
Yeah, for real.
She has a deadly mid-range jumper. She can dribble the ball, cross over, go to the basket. She's like a female version of Allen Iverson a little bit.
She's like a mix between Allen Houston and Sprewell and Crawford a bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. She could score, man, and it was a great game when I went there. You know, there were a lot. The crowd was into it. There's a lot of lesbians there, even little girls who themselves gonna be lesbians when they grew up. It was a great game, you know.
And what was the final score?
Man, it was a blowout. It was like 85-67, something around that. But Liberty blew them out. Yeah, like during the first three quarters, it was close, but in the fourth quarter, the Liberty took over.
Aren't they going to play the second game too?
Yeah, this game two is tonight at 8 o'clock on, I think it's either on NBA TV or ESPN or ESPN2, one of those channels.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely check it out. Hopefully they'll sweep the series in Indiana.
Yeah. Yep, and Lalani Mitchell, the point guard who plays the Liberty, she's hot, man.
Yeah, I've seen on TV.
Man, there was one, they were showing on this screen, she was walking down the court, sweat all over her body. Just, she was like touching her hair. It was like Baywatch. Like what? She was good. The bad part about the game was when Eddie Curry came off the bench and fouled out.
So that's what they're doing with his $11 million contract. You know, he literally hasn't spoken to the Knicks. He hasn't answered any of their calls. He hasn't worked out anything. I'm serious. This isn't even a punchline. Seriously, Eddie Curry hasn't shown up or answered any of the phone calls.
He's a bum, man. I hate him.
I can't stand him either. Dude, there's even rumors. Hopefully, I would even take this, you know, trading Eddie Curry for Jared Jeffries, because their contracts are expiring anyway.
Yeah, I would do that in a minute.
At least Jared Jeffrey, he stunk, but at least he tried. I mean,
yeah.
This guy, I mean, he has all the ability, but he doesn't even give a damn.
So it's a waste of talent.
He is. I mean, after this year, thank goodness we don't have to deal with this guy.
Because
if we get Isaiah back and then they sign him to a 10-year extension, I mean.
Yeah. There's no way we'll get Isaiah back. No way. Better not.
Man, you want me to tell you what's the funny thing? Isaiah's still with the organization, even though he's not technically with the organization.
How?
Because
he's friends with Dolan?
Because he's buddies with Dolan. Dolan listens to him.
Oh.
Dolan, he's still good buddies with Dolan, so he's still pulling strings, even though he don't have a title.
Yeah, come on.
And the funny thing,
Isaiah can't come back at all to his organization.
That's what everybody was telling him, but he still tried to hire him. This guy, Dolan don't care about nobody but himself. Oh, and apparently Isaiah.
Yeah. This is why the Knicks are in the position they are.
Yeah. Because there's even rumors that, like I think March of next year, they have up until March of next year to exercise Donnie Walsh's final year of his contract. If not, Donnie Walsh would be free.
Right.
And some people are saying he might not pick up that option and, you know, then hire Isaiah as a coach again. I mean, as a GM.
No way.
Because.
Never. Can't do that.
Because you want me to tell you why? Because Donnie Walsh, for the past years, he's been wanting to hire another GM, you know, to succeed him, you know, whether it's Chris Mullins or Mark Walkern. The guy from the former GM of Denver, you know, other people, Kevin Pritchard, the former GM for Trailblazers.
Right.
Or maybe even Allen Houston as his heir apparent. I mean, he's been trying to look for a successor, and so far, since they have former GMs, Glenn Grunwald and the other guy, John Gabriel, the former Magic GM, since, you know, Isaiah hired those guys, you know, and they're former GMs. I think Dolan, you know, he's still loyal to Isaiah, and he doesn't want, you know, since those guys are former GMs, he doesn't want to, I guess, hire somebody else, maybe potentially to block Isaiah from taking that spot.
Man, if Isaiah comes back, I'm going to commit suicide.
Then you're going to commit suicide, then.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to hell?
Because Isaiah.
And see Isaiah. You're going to see Isaiah. You're going to keep seeing Isaiah, you know.
Well, I won't be the only one. A lot of fans are. Shit. He's going to make the whole Knicks fan base commit suicide. Because over the past few years, the Knicks fan suicide rate has gone up. So,
and surprisingly, the Liberty attendance has gone up too.
Well,
the girls,
Liberty.
Because they're not watching the big games. They're waiting until the summertime to watch Liberty.
Nah, so Liberty is true lesbians that watch them, right?
And fans of you know, NBA.
And we know lesbians don't commit suicide. Come on, Wolf.
I didn't say they did.
Huh?
I never said they did.
Yeah.
But hopefully Isaiah, you know.
Lesbians are ride or die bitches.
Hopefully Isaiah, you know. they won't hire him, but it won't even matter because he's still part of the organization. And
yeah.
I wish the Liberty was playing. Any of those girls were playing on my team.
I'll take the Liberty right now to play against any male NBA team.
Dude.
think they could beat the Lakers in the finals.
What was that?
I think the Liberty could beat the Lakers in the finals.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
They could probably beat some of these, most of these teams, especially the Knicks. The Knicks, 76ers, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you. If you're playing good.
For real, they could play, and you know, I think they'll finally do it. I mean, how many chances they've had? They've been to the NBA Finals like four times at least.
Yeah, four times and they lost all four.
Yeah, so I think this the fifth time is the charm, and I'm rooting for them. You know, hopefully
yeah.
they do it. But with a couple of minutes here, Raw, you know, is gonna have the 900th episode.
GM's gonna be finally revealed, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. I hope it's you know, The Rock. But who knows? I mean, it's not like the GM is gonna be a heel. I mean, Rock is one of the few wrestlers who could be a good guy or a villain and pull it off equally well. So hopefully it's The Rock, man. But
it's a 3-hour show tomorrow.
No, it's 2 hours. I thought it would have been 3 hours also, but no, it's 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
And all the people from SmackDown and Raw are going to be there.
Yeah, except for Serena.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe she might make it there and maybe, you know.
Well, she was on SmackDown, but then again, SmackDown's taped.
Yeah, SmackDown was taped and, you know, they're overseas.
Yeah.
I haven't been on WWE.com, so I don't know if they, you know. They made it official.
What if she's not really fired?
Hey, I hope not, because look at... pretty much, put on SNY, man. Put on SNY quickly.
Okay, let me put it... Let me take some time. Come on. Oh, yeah, I like that.
And
a blonde.
But what was I going to say?
Double the pressure, double the fun.
What was I going to say? It looks like it should be a good episode, you know, because, you know, when they mix the you know, both shows together, you know, so it's a good episode.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow night also.
Yep. And I don't know about... I know people don't care about the Divas, the women title and the women's championship, but as much as I love seeing Layla as a champion, why did they have to break the title in half?
Stupid.
Seriously. If they did that to the Divas title, I wouldn't care because the title's been around for like what, a year or two? This is the women's title, that's the highest and only belt, a woman could win. I mean, with the exception of China, when she won the Intercontinental title. But
yeah,
that's the highest and only belt, women can win. I mean, shouldn't have destroyed that.
It's very strange what they're doing in WWE nowadays. I used to unify the tag team title.
Yeah, they unified the tag. I have no problem with that, but did they have to change it to ugly? Single chip looking belt. I mean, come on. That's
kind
of ugly, man. They should just use the original. They should just use one of the original tag team titles, the WWE tag team title.
Yeah, I agree.
Ugly looking doodle brown title.
Doodle brown.
Well, I guess. Go right now. I mean, show that. Not. Let's put it.